The following program may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Dilly Show. Everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Dilly Show. I'm your host, of course. I am King Controversy. I am the Prince of Pod. I am the bringer of all things bad. I don't really know what that means, but that's apparently what I am. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dilly. How are you all doing today? Hope you're doing good. If you are, make sure you follow this podcast on whatever podcast platform you're listening to. You could be listening to it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, CastBox, iTunes, you name it. You can probably listen to it there. Podbean? You might be listening to it on Podbean. I used to use Podbean. Now I use Spotify, but Podbean's good. If you're on Podbean, tell me you're on Podbean. Anyway, whatever you're doing, like this podcast, follow this podcast, leave it a rating if that's a thing. That would be great. 5 stars, I'll take it. Also, make sure you follow the Instagram page for Dilly Pro, which happily puts out the Dilly Show every single week. The Instagram is at Dilly Productions. That is at Dilly Productions. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I do have a stacked episode for you today. I have two big topics I'm going to be talking about. One of which is the new Dahmer Netflix show. Ooh, big controversy. Everyone's talking about the new Dahmer show. I actually decided to watch it. And I give you my thoughts. I tell you about all the controversies that are going on involving the show. And trust me, a lot of them are very stupid. And I do go over that in the main event. Before that, I am going over a podcast called Heavy Metal Summer. That bit was actually recorded a few months ago. And it was during the summer, so it made sense to do a Heavy Metal Summer podcast or playlist podcast thingy-majigger. I do talk about that playlist. I think it's stupid because it's just essentially heavy metal according to Spotify, and Spotify gets it wrong most of the time. So that's the show. So strap in, grab your popcorn, drink a beer, smoke a joint, do whatever you need to do, and listen to The Dilly Show. So, I've ran into this Spotify playlist recently called Heavy Metal Summer. And now, a playlist called Heavy Metal Summer might normally pique my fancy, so I decided to give it a look to see what I was dealing with. And that is immediately where the problem started. So, this may have been recorded during the summer, when it would have been relevant, would have made sense to cover a summer playlist. That doesn't really matter. It's just heavy metal according to Spotify. That's it. Anyway, go ahead. So I'm just going to be going through this playlist today, track by track, as I do, and I'm going to see if this is really a heavy metal summer playlist, because I don't quite think it is. So right away, track number one is Satellite by Rise Against. Now, who the f*** can think for half a second that Rise Against is considered heavy metal? Not me, not anybody that's ever listened to a single one of their songs, and I actually googled it to be sure that they were not listed as heavy metal, and they are not. So right away, bad start. Not a terrible song. I mean, Rise Against is very hit and miss. If you like them, you like them. If you don't, you don't, and I understand either. They're not heavy metal, though. They should not be on a playlist called Heavy Metal Summer. So I'm thinking, oh, maybe it gets better. The second track, Monkey on My Back by Aerosmith. Aerosmith, I don't think they quite make it. I don't think they are quite what I'd call heavy metal. If you look them up on Google, heavy metal is one of their genres. But the problem begins to really expose itself here, at least now and later on in the video. Heavy metal is a subgenre of metal, right? And a lot of bands are listed as heavy metal bands. Bands from Black Sabbath, who are heavy metal in their own right, and I absolutely agree 1000%, but then there's also bands like Slipknot, who are entirely different creatures. How is it that these two completely different kinds of bands can be heavy metal? They can't share a genre. There's way too much leniency with the term heavy metal. But let's get back to the original point. Is Aerosmith heavy metal? No, They've not made a single song that I've ever heard that is heavy metal. That's just not a thing. Also, I just found out Aerosmith is restarting their tour in Bangor. What? I'm gonna actually go to that show. Bangor is like not too far. Anyway, Aerosmith, Monkey on My Back, it's not a heavy metal song. If you want to think it is, that's great. It's not a heavy metal song. Track number three is Love Gun by Kiss. I can kind of give Kiss the slip. I can't really give Aerosmith the slip. Kiss is a bit different, though. They're both rock, for sure. I would definitely consider them old school rock and roll. But I don't think either of them really fit into the heavy metal category. Kiss is different, maybe. Maybe at the time they were considered heavy metal. And hell, maybe at the time Aerosmith were considered heavy metal too. That's the thing. Changes. You gotta keep up with that. Because music has changed so much. Like I said, Aerosmith and Slipknot. Aerosmith and like Papa Roach. Aerosmith and like Rammstein. How can they coexist? They can't. That's the problem with heavy metal. The genre itself is broken. And it needs to be fixed, but it's unfixable, I'm convinced. So Love Gun by Kiss, I'll give it a pass. I don't think it's really heavy metal, but I'll give it a pass because it's Kiss. They are kind of, maybe, what some people who are like 60 now would consider heavy metal. Track number four is Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi. Right away, no, this is not heavy metal. This is old people rock at best. Does Google consider Bon Jovi to be heavy metal? I need to figure this out right now. Hard rock, which isn't really true either. Glam metal, I'd say glam metal, because glam is, you know, him, Bon Jovi. They're pretty glam. Definitely not heavy metal, that's not even listed here. They're arena rock too. I see that, and I agree with that, they're arena rock. They're not heavy metal, sorry. They never would be in a million years. Track number five, Symphony of Destruction by Megadeth, who are absolutely heavy metal. They wear that crown. Megadeth is way up there with the heavy metal bands, and I can agree 1000%. No issues. No issues with Megadeth being on this list. They should be on this list. This entire list should be Megadeth. Symphony of Destruction is one of their biggest songs, obviously. Not my favorite song of theirs. It's not a bad song. It's like the beginner song. It's the Smells Like Teen Spirit of Megadeth. But it's okay. It's good enough. At least it's there, I guess. That's not a bad thing. Maybe it'll expose some people to good music. Track number six is Got the Time by Anthrax. I'm gonna listen to this song for like half a second here to get an idea of what this is, because I don't think I've heard it. Starts off with some guitar. That's a good sign. Okay, yeah, that's heavy metal. It took me like about 2 seconds to realize that's heavy metal. I don't know much Anthrax, unfortunately. I know they're a big heavy metal band. I just need to make sure that was a heavy metal song, and it is. So track number six, I don't have any problems. Got the Time by Anthrax, that's a heavy metal song. Next is No One Knows by Queens of the Stone Age. Now listen, I love me some Queens of the Stone Age. Don't get me wrong. Google doesn't even agree that they're heavy metal, nor do I. They are not heavy metal. They are alt rock. They could be hard rock, maybe. Not heavy metal. They don't fit that category. And like I said, the heavy metal as a genre is very broad. There's a lot of bands that can fit into that category, which is kind of a problem. But when it comes to bands like Queens of the Stone Age, they just don't. They never did. They never could. They're not. That's not what they are. That's not what they want to be. They're Queens of the Stone Age. They're great for their own reasons, but their reason is not to be a heavy metal band. So that's not what they are. Next, right away, I don't even want to talk about this one, but I kind of have to. It's Higher by Creed. Creed can get the f*** out of any single playlist on the face of this planet. They are not considered heavy metal by Google, nor by me, nor by literally anybody who has ever heard a single Creed song. Get the f*** out, Creed. Next is Kryptonite by Three Doors Down. I love this song. I love Three Doors Down in general. They're a great band. Are they heavy metal? No, they're not. This is a good playlist. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of good songs on this playlist. But why are they calling it Heavy Metal Summer? That's like my biggest problem, I think. It's not the playlist itself. It's not the songs on it. It's the fact that they're branding it as heavy metal. This song is not heavy metal. It could be considered maybe hard rock. We could maybe go with that. Not quite metal. Hard rock is like the step below heavy metal. So maybe we could consider Three Doors Down a heavy metal or a hard rock band. Definitely not a heavy metal band. Great band, though. Go listen to Three Doors Down if you haven't. Kryptonite's a great song. 10 is Last Resort by Papa Roach. They can kind of be considered heavy metal. There's a lot of like screaming and loudness going on and a lot of like hard-hitting guitars. They were definitely more nu metal than anything, though, because obviously any band that really became super popular around the 2001s to like the early 2000s is what I'm trying to say, like Papa Roach, like a band coming up here on the playlist in like two tracks, kind of nu metal, not really heavy metal, but maybe that's like it's an iffy one for me. I can't say no or yes. What does Google say, though? We need to get the Google approval here. Google says it doesn't even say they're heavy metal, so no, they're nu metal. That's what I was saying. Maybe like they're definitely a heavier kind of music, but the genre was nu metal, not heavy metal. It's two different things. Next track is Open Your Eyes by Alter Bridge. I don't think Alter Bridge is really heavy metal whatsoever. I don't think that's really what they're considered at all. Heavy metal does show up on the Google, so I don't know, maybe. They have some heavy hitting songs. I don't know if I'd really consider them heavy metal, but we could maybe go with that. That might be okay. I'll give Alter Bridge a pass. I haven't even heard this song, though. It's pretty heavy. It starts off... Okay, once the vocals kick in, it's a problem. Miles Kennedy is normally a great vocalist, but those 2 seconds of vocals I heard right there were not great. We'll say heavy metal. We'll say that. We'll just agree. Number 12 is I Stand Alone by Godsmack. This is the band I was referring to that kind of fits into that nu metal genre as well as Papa Roach. They were around at the time of nu metal, though their sound wasn't really a nu metal sound. It wasn't like the same as Papa Roach, just same time period. So any band that kind of came out of the woodworks around that time right away gets the nu metal crown. It does say heavy metal on their Google, so can we consider them a heavy metal band? I don't really think so. I think like alternative metal, that may be what they are. I don't think heavy metal. I don't think so. I think they want to be, but they're just not. They're just not there. Number 13 is I Am the Virus by Killing Joke. I haven't heard this one either, so I'm just going to slip this on for half a second. It starts pretty heavy, as they normally do. Okay, I may be able to agree that that's heavy metal. One of their genres on listed here is industrial rock. That's what they sound more like than anything to me right away. That being said, they have a lot of genres. They have post-punk, industrial rock, gothic rock, new wave. New wave does not really fit in with any of those things, if new wave is what I think it is. Yeah, like Talking Heads and Duran Duran are new wave. They might have done some new wave. I know that song, The 80s, was kind of new wavy. We'll consider that song heavy metal. I won't f*** with it too much. Next track, number 14, is Loner by Black Sabbath. Black Sabbath, no matter what they do, they are heavy metal. This song might not be heavy metal, like I haven't heard it. Well, it starts with some guitars. No, that's a heavy metal song. That's a heavy metal song, I agree. Number 15 is Lick It Up by Kiss. We'll agree with this one. We'll say Lick It Up can be considered heavy metal. I really think it comes down to the time period, but like nowadays, if they came out with this, it would just be like rock. It wouldn't be heavy metal. So we'll give it a pass because of the time period. They get a time period pass. Next, number 16, another repeat customer here. Bad Medicine by Bon Jovi. Once again, no. Never in a million years would Bon Jovi be considered heavy metal. Not by any standards, not a single one of their songs. They are not heavy metal. Especially not Bad Medicine. That's the most arena rock song of all time. Next, track number 17 is Indians by Anthrax. Let me just listen for a second. Okay, yeah, that goes pretty thrashy for a bit. That might be like thrash metal more than anything. I didn't hear much of it. I heard like a lot of very fast, very heavy guitars. We'll say that's heavy metal. We'll go with it. We'll go with it for Anthrax. Number 18 is Go With The Flow by Queens of the Stone Age. No, not heavy metal. Go With The Flow is alternative rock. It was around when grunge was a thing. It has the grunge sound. It's a good song. It's just not heavy metal. You can't say that it is, because it is not. And I don't know why they're just repeating a bunch of bands here. It's kind of bothering me. Number 18. Let's go with the flow. Number 19, Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden. Another amazing song being miscast as heavy metal. Black Hole Sun is, I'd say, heavy alternative, if that was a thing. I don't know if it is. It's definitely grunge. It's a hard grunge, hard rock. It's not heavy metal. No. Soundgarden didn't really make a whole lot of songs I would consider metal. Maybe their Bad Motorfinger album, because that was pretty hard, pretty heavy. But it's very grunge. Soundgarden's very grunge. Next, number 20, Born to Be Wild by Steppenwolf. No. Maybe at the time it was, but no. By any standards that are set right now, no chance. No. No thanks. Number 21, She Loves Me Not by Papa Roach. I don't even think I've heard this one. It starts pretty heavy. I would still say nu metal. But we can maybe go heavy metal. Papa Roach kind of blurs the line there, because they are very heavy. They're very rah-rah. I don't really like Papa Roach too much, but they might be considered heavy metal. I might not disagree with it. We'll say She Loves Me Not gets a pass. We'll say that. 22 is Some Kind of Wonderful by Grand Funk Railroad. And this song sounds familiar, but I don't recall it right away. Oh, it's this song. It took me like 2 seconds after hearing the opening notes. Not heavy metal. Once again, maybe it's one of those ones that at the time it was considered that, but no, there is no chance. Next, track number 23 is Stargazer by Rainbow. Let me just give it a little listen. Maybe at the time. I don't know how old that song is, but it's definitely not newer. Maybe at the time. That's all I'm going to say. Track number 24 is The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy. And no, not in one bit of the way is this a heavy metal song. No, there's no chance of that. Like, you can't listen to this song and headbang. It's not... If you can't listen to a song and headbang, it's not heavy metal. I think that's how we should make it. I think that's the new rules of heavy metal. If you can't headbang to it, it's not heavy metal. Track number 25 is Disposable Teens by Marilyn Manson. I will 1000% agree that's definitely heavy metal. A lot of Manson can definitely fall into a few different genres, but heavy metal is definitely one of them. He's a pretty heavy artist who's got some pretty heavy weight on his shoulders right now, because he got canceled. Track number 26 is Am I Evil by Diamond Head. I actually can't listen to this one, so I can't tell if it's a Metallica cover or not. It probably is. I'm just gonna go ahead and say it's heavy metal, because I can't listen to it. It might be only available in America, but I don't know. I can't hear it. Track number 27 is Get a Grip by Aerosmith. Once again, it's Aerosmith. They might have been considered heavy metal at one point, but definitely not now. They're arena rock. That's all they're ever gonna get. Number 28 is I Still Love You by Kiss. Kiss gets... Let me hear this one for like half a second. It starts off not heavy at all. It kind of sounds like a Metallica song. That's interesting. We'll give that one a pass. Maybe for further inspection, but for right now, we'll give it a pass. Number 29, I'll Be There For You by Bon Jovi. I'm not even going to bother listening to it because it's Bon Jovi. No, he's not heavy metal. No, if you think he is, then you should probably go get your ears checked. Number 30, Dragula by Rob Zombie. Absolutely, that's a heavy metal song. I would agree 1000% with that. It's a heavy song. You can headbang the shit out of that song. Trust me, I have. Dragula is definitely where it's at for heavy metal. That's a good representation of heavy metal, Spotify. Track number 31 is She's Gone by Steelheart. I haven't heard this before. Starts with pianos. It just sounds like a Motley Crue song. So we're going to say no. We're going to go with glam metal for sure, because the vocals are certainly very glammy. That's not heavy metal. Track number 32, we're getting there, folks. There's only 35 tracks. Track number 32 is Get the Funk Out by Extreme. Extreme isn't typically what I'd consider a heavy metal band, but I'll give it a little bit of a listen. It's pretty slap bassy. This is alternative. That's not heavy metal. It sounds like they're trying too hard to be Aerosmith. Maybe around the same time. I don't know. I wouldn't consider that a heavy metal song one bit. Number 33, Heart-Shaped Glasses by Marilyn Manson. I've heard this song before, but I don't remember what it sounds like. Okay, so yeah, it's like newer, typical Marilyn Manson. That one gets a pass. Manson always gets a pass for heavy metal. All right, we're down to the last two tracks, and I've only heard one of them. This is the one I haven't heard. Number 34, The Phantom of the Opera by Nightwish. Let me just give a little bit of a listen. I don't like these vocals. That's not a thing I enjoy. Piano, heavy drums. It sounds pretty heavy metal, though. I'll give that song a pass. That might be considered that. And track number 35 is Through the Fire and Flames by Dragon Force, which is heavy metal. Agreed, 1,000%. It's like the hardest song in Guitar Hero 3, I think it was. I think it was 3. Anyway, those are the songs. Some of them were heavy metal, which is great. It's great that some of them were at least right. But a lot of them were not. And that's a problem. You can't be telling people Bon Jovi is heavy metal, because then basic are going to be walking around on their TikToks being like, I listen to heavy metal. I listen to Bon Jovi. Like, I don't want that. I don't like basic in general. So it always comes down to them. They make the stupidest decisions. So anyway, let me know what you thought. Those were 35 tracks. I told you my opinions on all of them. So let me know if you agree. Do you think Bon Jovi is heavy metal? Maybe you do. All right, folks, you made it to the main event, and we're actually going to be talking about the new Dahmer show on Netflix. Now, I'm sure you've heard about the show. I think everybody's heard of it at this point if you're not living under a rock. It is the number one show on Netflix in several countries, and I'm not going to be spoiling way too much just to kind of get that out there. I do want people to actually go out and watch the show. It actually is pretty interesting. I haven't finished it yet. I believe I'm on to episode 7. I don't think I've gotten past that point. I've gotten through pretty much most of the show, but I'm not quite at the end yet. It's quite an interesting show, actually. I don't dislike it too much. Evan Peters plays Jeffrey Dahmer, and he actually does an incredible job. That being said, it's not that I don't know much about Jeffrey Dahmer, I do. I don't know if Evan Peters is really doing a great job at being Jeffrey Dahmer. I just like Evan Peters, so he definitely makes the show very watchable. It's definitely good when an actor you know is in something, and I mean, that's probably where a big draw for the show is going to be, just in a guy like him. It's also a pretty big story, obviously. Everybody knows the name Jeffrey Dahmer. Not everybody really knows a whole lot about Jeffrey Dahmer. There's actually a lot of things I didn't know about Jeffrey Dahmer until watching the show. It actually, you know, I wouldn't say taught me a few things, just kind of let me know a few things. It's definitely an interesting show, though, and I do definitely recommend a watch. But we are going to be talking about a few things involving that show today. So obviously, if you've been on social media for the last, I don't know, half a week, maybe a week, you would have seen the controversy around the show. Everyone's talking about it. Lots of news outlets are giving their piece on the show and how it is. Everyone's kind of taking it differently. A lot of people are saying it's bad. Some people are saying it's just scary. I personally don't think it's not a scary show. Like, if you're not a wuss, you'll be able to watch it just fine. Obviously, there is a lot of gore, seeing as, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer kills people. He eats them. There's a lot of that. It's not really a scary show, though. I mean, if you're grossed out by gore, then you won't like it. But other than that, it's not bad. Like, I was eating while watching it. Like, it's not that bad. That being said, I'm kind of a sick motherfucker. So, anyways, It's a show revolving around a serial killer, so obviously there's going to be a lot of fuss about the show, and there has been. A lot of it, I mean, some of it has been reasonable. Like, for example, a lot of, like, the victims' families are kind of speaking out about it, and I get that. I definitely think that whatever the show is making should be going to the families of those affected by these killings, but that doesn't seem to be the case. That doesn't seem to be what's happening, so Netflix is kind of screwing a lot of people out and telling stories that they don't even, they haven't even asked a lot of the victims' families that I've heard. There's actually one of the victims, one of his family members actually spoke up and said, we weren't even asked about this. They just kind of went ahead and did it. I think that's pretty fucked up. That's the only thing I've really seen floating around that is actually a pretty bad thing that Netflix did. The show itself isn't terrible, but the fact that they're not, like, at the very least, reaching out to the victims' families and saying, hey, we're making the show, like, it's kind of fucked up that they didn't even bother to ask them. I definitely think that should be a thing, because you can't, you shouldn't just be able to tell that story. You know, there's a lot of people that got murdered. Like, you can't, or you, I guess you can, but you shouldn't just not at least talk to their families. Like, I know maybe talking to them would be bad in and of itself. It might be bad to essentially awaken those memories, anything like that, any sort of trauma. But that being said, like, if their family is just kind of chilling there and then they find out that there's a whole show, it involves them or the people that they're in a family with, like, that's kind of screwed up. I don't really even know what I would do if I was put in that situation. Like, that's actually pretty, pretty bad on Netflix's part. That's one thing that I really don't like about the show. I don't like how that was handled. I think that was handled pretty terribly. And I can see some legal issues coming out of that in the future, but I guess we'll wait and see, because, I mean, a lot of things, and this doesn't necessarily go for the victims' families, but other things I'm about to mention, this is a show telling a story that actually happened. Like, it is based on true events. A lot of the scenarios in the show are obviously fictitious. Like, there's nothing really to any of the segments. I mean, sure, some of them, yes, but a lot of it is just kind of made up for the show, just based around the events that took place. I'm not really sure where they got a whole lot of their information for the show, because, I mean, I was even just watching, like, getting into the first episode, I was just thinking to myself, like, how the fuck, like, why are they writing the show like this? Like, why is this what they're doing? Because there's no way they'd know what was actually going on. So, like, any sort of, like, characters speaking with each other, like, I guess it's kind of the case with every docuseries. It's not going to be entirely accurate. I mean, I guess that's not really why you watch it. It's just strange that, I don't know. I don't really know how to explain it. I don't know how they would really think of these scenarios. They just kind of came up with it as if it's not some real thing that happened. Like, it's just a character interacting with another character. And I just find that a bit strange. But, I mean, that's, like I said, that's the case with all docuseries. But it is real events. The stories should be told. And they are definitely telling some facts as well. It's just, you know, obviously not everything in the show is going to have actually happened. So it's hit and miss. It's all over the place. It's not a terrible show, though, as I mentioned. So let's talk about some other fusses people are putting up. And this is actually probably the biggest one. You've probably heard of this. Originally, the show was, it had a LGBTQ tag on it. So essentially, it was under the LGBTQ side of Netflix. If you looked up LGBTQ, it would come up, I'm assuming. That was removed because there was a lot of backlash. I personally think it's stupid that the tag was removed, because, yes, it's a bad horror show, right? And I understand that maybe you wouldn't, if you're in that LGBTQ community, maybe you wouldn't want that kind of show associated with you or with what you're interested in. But here's the thing. I watched the first few episodes of the show, and there's a lot of gay stuff going on. Like, there's a lot of gayness, because that's kind of, not the whole point, but that's definitely part of it. That's like he found a lot of his victims from this club. It was a gay club. So obviously there's a lot of sex scenes, essentially. There's no actual sex that I've seen so far, but there's definitely a lot of like naked men doing gay things. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I find it perfectly fine. But I do think it should be tagged LGBTQ because there is that. That is a big part of the show. Jeffrey Dahmer was a gay man. He killed a lot of his victims who he considered his boyfriends. That's LGBTQ. Now, I'm wondering why a lot of people were giving backlash for the fact that it was tagged LGBTQ. Now, one thing that could be it, and I'm not saying it is, I feel like a lot of people don't want any sort of bad show or negative show effect to be really deemed upon the LGBTQ community. I feel like that may be part of it, which I think would be silly if that was the case. I really don't know what people are going on about. I mean, I've just heard that there's backlash. I don't know all of it. I haven't really looked too far into it. I'm just going to pull up an article. One of the articles here literally says, not the representation we're looking for. So here's the thing. It may not be the representation you're looking for, but they're explaining it, how it went down. And it is a lot of LGBTQ characters. There is a lot of gay men in this show. So I get it. You don't want to be represented like this, but it's not that you're being represented like this. That's not really what it's about. Just because something's negative doesn't mean it can't be tagged as LGBTQ. I think that's one thing a lot of people need to really understand. And I think that's a big problem nowadays, that a lot of people just won't have anything negative cast their way. They won't have anything negative put on what they identify as. I think it's very, very silly. Like, it's a show featuring gay men doing gay men things, going to gay clubs, having sexual relations with each other. It's LGBTQ. It doesn't matter that it's negative. Like, just because a straight person kills a straight person doesn't mean it's reflecting straight people as being terrible. It doesn't mean it's reflecting straight people as being, you know, just because somebody is gay, straight, bi, whatever you want to be, just because somebody is that doesn't mean it reflects negatively on what they are. Like, it's a very sensitive thing that a lot of people are getting very sensitive about. And I think it's dumb. I think people need to learn that obviously a show like this that depicts a lot of gay things is going to be tagged as LGBTQ. That's all I'm really saying at the end of the day. I definitely do think it should get an LGBTQ tag, because what if there's a person who isn't necessarily homophobic, but may not be open to a whole lot of gay things? Maybe they don't want to see that. Like, that's very understandable. Like, it's not, like, out of this earth to think that a straight person may not want to see that sort of thing go on. Because a lot of people just watch shows like Dahmer because they're fascinated with serial killers. Everybody's fascinated with serial killers nowadays. That's just how it is. That's how it's always going to be. People are fascinated with the weirdest shit, and it's always going to be that way. So if some straight person were to click onto this show, and maybe they don't know that he was gay, maybe they don't know that that's going to be a big part of the show. If they saw the LGBTQ tag, at least, that would kind of give them a bit of like a, oh, this is what's going to be depicted in the show. Okay. And it's up to that person if they'd like to keep watching it at that time or not. And that being said, it doesn't make me uncomfortable. I'm a straight person and I don't care. I've seen worse. So bring it on. I don't think it's really a bad thing that it was tagged LGBTQ, because simply just because what is depicted in the show. That's all it comes down to. It doesn't reflect gay people in a bad way. I didn't think any different of gay people after watching that show, nor would like anybody. Like, just because one gay person is a psychotic serial killer does not mean that's what gay people are. And that would be ridiculous for literally anybody to think. So, I get it. It's not the representation you're looking for. Who cares? Get over it. Stop being a baby on fucking TikTok. What's the other ones that people are going on about? Oh, yeah. Racism. So, this is an interesting one. I haven't heard way too much about this. I've heard some things about people calling the show racist. Mostly, it is pointed towards the police system. And that would be fair. I'm not going to disagree with that one bit. Because there have been scenes in the show where police were depicted as essentially not listening to black people. Like, black people would tell them one thing and they'd be like, oh, well, I don't care. Like, fuck you. Which I personally think is a bit ridiculous. I don't know how it actually played out when it happened. I don't know if it was actually that way. Although, I will say there actually was a phone call in the show. I'm not going to reveal too much about what the phone call was about. But there was a cop that took the phone call. And there was a black lady on the other line. And she was going on about something that happened. And the cop was like, oh no, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Everything's fine. Like, he wasn't really listening to what she was saying. He wasn't caring about what she had to say, what concerns she had. I think that's bad. And that was an actual phone call, apparently, that took place. I can't confirm if it was actually legitimate. It said it was legitimate. I don't know for sure. And I mean, there were a lot of scenes in the show depicting, like, just cops not caring about what black people are saying. And I mean, I feel like a lot of that was put in because a lot of it could have been real. Don't get me wrong. Like, that phone call very well may have been legitimate. But I feel like one big thing is that based on that phone call, at least, or based on that situation, the idea that cops are not listening to these black people, especially at that time, I feel like a lot of it was put in to push forward the whole, you know, police are bad. Like, that's definitely how it seemed anyway. And I don't like that idea. Because, I mean, I'm sure back then things were a lot worse than they are now. I'm not saying things now are perfect, because holy fuck, they are not. The police system is so bad. It is terrible. It always has been terrible. I'd like to think it's better now. Maybe a little bit. Maybe in some places. I think it really comes down to where you are in the world. Because, I mean, some places are just more evolved than other places, to say the least. I don't know if anyone is saying Jeffrey Dahmer was racist. I hope not, because he wasn't. And I mean, if you watch the show, there's nothing racial going on from his point of view. He does engage with a lot of black men. He does kill a lot of black men. But I don't think it was really about race. And he even says multiple times in the show, it's not about race. Like, there is scenes that if you really pay attention, you can tell he doesn't really even think about it. Like, it's clearly just not a thing that goes through his mind. And this being said, this is just how the show is depicting it. I don't know if that's a thing in real life. I don't know if the real Jeffrey Dahmer was racist. I don't know. I wasn't there, okay? I wasn't alive. I don't know what he was actually like. The police force, sure, pretty racist. That's how they were depicted. That's how that phone call definitely seemed. Yeah, that I can agree with, 100%. Jeffrey Dahmer being racist, though, I don't know if anyone's even saying it. I'm just throwing it out there. No. If anyone's saying that, you're fucking wrong. Like, yes, he killed black people. He also killed white people. He also killed Asian people. He killed a lot of gay people. That doesn't mean he's homophobic. He is, you know, gay. I don't know. But the thing about, like, a lot of these stories is, like, it's kind of good for these stories to be brought to light in a way. I mean, in a sense, like, especially with the police thing, like, I feel like that, like, the police kind of shunning the black folk, I feel like that's a good thing to bring to light, because, you know, that's not a good thing. That definitely should be talked about. That's definitely a problem that should be spoken of, and it's great that it is. It's great that that's a part of it. And I mean, a lot of these stories are good to be told. I know, obviously, the victims' families, that's a whole thing in and of itself. I feel like they should have handled that better, but a lot of the stuff is good to bring to light, even if it is just for, you know, people to gawk at, people to sit on their couch and watch. Like, people are fucking weird. People will watch this shit, and they always will watch this shit. Netflix has like a billion serial killer shows, so I don't know. But the thing is, I think it's a decent show, but people are going to take it in a lot of different ways. People are going to get offended by it. Some people were like, oh, I'm so disgusted after watching this first episode. I'm never watching the show again. And I mean, if you're one of those people, then don't fucking watch it. It's a dude that eats shit. Like, he eats people. He kills people. There is violence. There's gore. There's blood. There's a lot going on in that show. If you're squeamish, yeah, maybe you shouldn't watch it. Maybe. Why would, if you can't handle blood or body parts, why would you watch a show about a serial killer like Jeffrey Dahmer? Why would you do that? That's just a stupid decision. Stupid. At the end of the day, it's a fucking show. Like, Jeffrey Dahmer was bad. Killing is bad. I hope a lot of people don't start idolizing Jeffrey Dahmer from this and thinking he's cute, because I know that's a big thing, sexualizing serial killers. I don't know why a lot of people do that. It's kind of disgusting. Don't do that. Don't sexualize serial killers. That's kind of a separate note. I mean, it's happened for years, just people sexualizing anything from like the fucking Columbine kids to Ted Bundy to Jeffrey Dahmer. Like, don't do that. You're fucking disgusting. Like, people are gross. They're gonna be gross no matter what I say, but at the end of the day, it's a fucking show. If you can't watch it, if you don't want to watch it, don't fucking watch it. It's as simple as that. And ladies and gentlemen, I think that about wraps it up. I hope you all enjoyed this episode of The Dilly Show. If you did, make sure to like this wherever you are. Make sure to follow me wherever you are, wherever you're listening, wherever you're doing whatever. Do the things you gotta do. Like the episode, follow me, and I will be posting another episode next week. Until then, make sure to follow me on Instagram at ThisIsDilly and at Dilly Productions, which is of course, the Instagram page for Dilly Pro. And ladies and gentlemen, as I said, thank you all very much for watching. I will see you all next week.